to have the opportunity to deliver these brief remarks and to join you to celebrate the life of one of the historic figures of modern Ghana. An illustrious son of the Upper West Region, the late President of the Third Republic, His Excellency Dr. Hilary Mann. I salute the widow, children, family, and all those who, through diverse efforts, have ensured that this event has been successfully put together. Today, we're gathered not to mourn the passing of Dr. Hilary Mann, a sad event which occurred 20 years ago, but to celebrate the life of an eminent Ghanaian, a distinguished diplomat, statesman, and above all, a patriot. Ladies and gentlemen, a cursory glance at his life story reveals a young man who, regardless of the circumstances of his birth, strived for excellence, no matter where he found himself. Beginning his studies at the government middle school in Tamale, he pursued further education in world-famous institutions such as the London School of Economics, the Sorbonne in Paris, the University of London, and finally obtained a PhD in political science and constitutional law from the University of Paris. As a diplomat, he served in various positions at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, becoming eventually head of chancery at the Ghana Embassy in Lomé, Togo, and counselor at Ghana's permanent mission in Geneva, Switzerland, in 1971. Such was the worth of the man that, though not then a political heavyweight in the country, he was elected leader of the People's National Party, and on the ticket of that party, ascended to the high office of President of the Third Republic, winning 62% of the vote after a runoff against Victor Owusu, the Popular Front Party's presidential candidate, a known political heavyweight of the time. His short-lived presidency, spanning a period of some 2 years, 3 months, had the Herculean task of restoring order and stability to the nation after the turbulence and tumult of the June 4th era. His best efforts seemed to mitigate what appeared to be a mission impossible. But almost inevitably, the guns sounded off again on that fateful day of 31st December 1981. After the overthrow of the Third Republic in the 31st December coup, to his credit, Dr. Liman remained in the country. And when the political space opened up with the country's return to democratic governance in 1992, he reappeared in the political arena and contested the presidential election of that year, placing third. Dr. Liman had a full and varied life. Ill-fated as his presidency was, he died with the reputation and memory of a decent, honest, patriotic man. Who did his best to overcome considerable odds. You'll be happy to know that the party he founded in 1992, on whose ticket he fought the 1992 presidential election, the People's National Convention, PNC, is still an active participant in the political discourse of our nation. Indeed, I have found it fitting to appoint the respected 2016 presidential candidate of the party, Dr. Edward Mahama, ambassador at large. A role he is playing with value to the government and people of Ghana. It is appropriate that on this occasion of commemoration of the 20th anniversary of his death, I announce with pleasure that the Governing Council of WA Polytechnic in the Upper West Region, at its meeting on Thursday, 18th January 2018, unanimously proposed to the dynamic Minister for Education, Honorable Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempe, Member of Parliament for Menchia South, that the institution should be renamed after Dr. Hilla Liman. The minister has sought my view on this, and I have indicated to him my happy agreement to this proposal. Once the parliamentary process has been completed, the WA Polytechnic will thenceforth be called the Hilla Liman Polytechnic. A name which will remain with the conversion of the Polytechnic into a technical university. In conclusion, I take this opportunity to assure the family of the late president that his widow, Mrs. Fulera Liman, who continues to conduct herself with dignity, as befits a former First Lady of Ghana, will continue to benefit from the care and attention of government. May the soul of President Hilla Liman rest in perfect peace in the bosom of the Almighty. I thank you for your attention. May God bless us all and our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong.